Hi, Don. You look down. What's wrong?
My parents say I'll never get a date because I'm a loser.
Jeez. Well, think of it this way. If you were a Tanzanian cockroach, your parents would have it all wrong. What I mean is, Tanzanian female cockroaches prefer to mate with the loser males.
You're just trying to cheer me up.
No, I'm serious. In this species of cockroaches, the males determine status by competing in intense wrestling matches. You can tell who the loser males are because they are the ones running away from the other males. What's ironic, though, is that the females are attracted to a pheromone produced by these loser males. If the pheromone is applied to a winner male, he will instantly become a loser, meaning he will be chased by males and females alike, only the females won't want to pummel him. In addition, if a female gets a whiff of a loser male, but then is presented with a winner male instead, she will mate with the winner. The pheromone simply incites her to mate, and under normal circumstances, the loser male would be the nearest target. Want to hear the really strange part?
You can see to it that I wake up tomorrow morning as a Tanzanian cockroach.
No, Gregor. The strange part is that whether the female mates with the loser or the winner, one whiff of this pheromone and she has 12% fewer sons in the next clutch of young. Who would have thought, huh?
I, for one, am flabbergasted.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Linda Mason in entomology at Purdue University. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.